We're going to have our Reflection Sunday. Praise God. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. And I'm going to ask Sister Nell to lead us on Reflection Sunday. She does whatever she wants. She can call on wherever she wants and what order she wants. Amen.
Amen.
If she wants to take the whole time.
Amen.
And she wants to take the whole time and just, you know, not relinquish the mic. She can do that. Amen. Amen. But we're going to turn it over to her. Amen. But listen, there's a song that says, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And I pray that that's something that's in your heart today, right? That you can say, Lord, if you can use anything, you can use me. Amen.
Amen.
Because that's all God needs. He just needs us to be willing to give ourselves to him.
Amen.
And say, Lord, use me. Right? Use me for your glory. Amen.
Amen.
So we're just going to come today and we're best going to surrender to the Lord and allow him to use each one of us. Amen. And so I'm excited. I got to go get my green book that I keep my Reflection Sunday notes in. The very first Sunday, I have a special notebook for Reflection. So Sister Nell's going to come and lead us in the service, and I'm going to go get my notebook so I can take good notes. I have the pen of a ready writer today.
Amen.
Amen. That's scripture.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God is good, right?
Yes,
God is good.
Amen. We're still in we should always be in a season of thanks. So I'm still there for sure. Just thankful for God. God is just good. He's good.
Yes, he is.
He just keeps reminding me of things, and I'm just grateful. You know, we got the chance to spend time with our family. You know, the last few days, my voice is kind of gone because they're just hilarious to me. So, did a lot of laughing. Laughter's good for the soul, right?
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Laughter's like medicine, so I'm glad I have my medicine on this last few days. Anyway, I guess I shall start, because we're talking about Thanksgiving, and it's always appropriate to give God thanks. But I guess it's the day after last week was our turkey giveaway. Let me give y'all scripture first. First John chapter 4.
First John chapter 4.
Because I know this for sure. Thankfulness flows from a heart of gratitude and love. And love is from God.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 John chapter 4. And I still don't know the scriptures we're focusing on, but I'm just going to read starting at verse number 7.
Okay.
1 John chapter 4. Starting at verse number 7. And the heading is funny. It says, the source of love. In my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knoweth God. For God is love. And this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. And we'll stop there. But in this chapter, John is talking about the love of God and the source of the love, and that it all comes from God, and that people know that we love God because we love each other, and it's expressed, the love is expressed in what we do and how we treat each other. But just going back to our turkey giveaway, there were, it was an awesome thing, anyway. It was really awesome because just being able to display the love of God to people, because they need to see that. They need to know that somebody cares and somebody is mindful of them. So just being able to take part in that and to contribute the turkeys the way that we did, and to see the people receive, that was an awesome thing. But what struck me was that so many people don't know how to receive. And I think it's because they don't know, they don't feel that they're worthy. And I guess what really struck me was because some people actually said, why are we doing this? They felt like they had to give a contribution. They felt like they had to, they sort of felt like they had to say, I'm going to come to your church. You know, as if we were requiring that of them in order for them to receive the turkeys. And God was sort of like connecting it, like, so many times we don't know how to just receive his love. You know, God loves us, and God's love is so great. It's so, it's unconditional. There's nothing, the Bible says, there's nothing that we can do to earn his love. Because God already loves us. And you know, it was just so evident in seeing these people as they were coming up. This, you know, it was a few of them. It wasn't a lot, but it was just a few of them. They just could not just open their hands to receive the turkey. They felt like they had to give something in return. And I think that our nature is that, that in order to receive, we have to give. But God doesn't require that we give. He just wants us to receive his love. Because if we truly receive God's love, then we will freely give. You know, so there's not, there's no conditions based on it or anything. And he just wants us, I believe that, to be free in that, to be free to receive his love. And I, you know, just been meditating on this, and you know, a couple of things happened in the last few days, and I'm people, there are people that have needs. And sometimes they don't want to ask because they feel like they have to give something in order to receive. And it's those people that we need to make sure that we love on and try to convince, I'm going to say convince them that they don't have to give anything in return to receive. It's just a state of mind that, okay, God loves me and he wants me to receive. He doesn't want me to be in need, so we need to help them to open up their hearts so that they will receive. Because people, they get in a position where they don't even want to ask because they don't feel as though they're worthy. Like, what's the other word I'm looking for? Like, if they ask, that you were required, you know, you were required something of them. You required them to love you more or spend time with you more or whatever, you know, whatever reason. But they just feel like you, they can't just receive from you. And, you know, God is still, like, you know, speaking about this because when, okay, I'm going to think about, go back to the food giveaway. When we just love people, it's like, it's unexpected. And it shouldn't be that way. Mm. You know, it's like when you give somebody something, and then like the people on the line, they were just like shocked, like, okay, there's some kind of ulterior motive back here. Why are they just giving me this thing? You know, but that's not the stance that God wants us to have or us to take towards other people. He just wants us to freely give. He wants us to freely receive. You know, when someone tries to give us something, especially him, he's trying to show his love to us. We need to freely receive his love because God gives it to us freely. He doesn't require us to do anything. When we receive his love, we would love him so much that we just want to do it. And that's what we are, you know, as a church. That's why we do the things we do. That's why we have the food pantry. That's why we do the turkeys. That's why we celebrate birthdays, things like that, because we just want to do. And I think that if we follow after God and follow after his spirit and know what the word says, that the people will know that God is love and that he loves you, based on what we do, then people will be better, and you know, in a better position to receive the love of God. There's so many people that are just hurting and wanting to feel love, and we have the power as the people of God to show them that love, to show them that it's so easily to receive God's love and God's forgiveness and God's grace and God's mercy. We were talking about communion. You know, taking communion this morning in our Sunday school lesson. And it's amazing because we've been, you know, you learn about communion when you're younger and you take it all the time, every once a month at least, you know. But it's just something about that communion Sunday when you stop to think about what God has done, when he, you know, that he put Christ on the cross, you know, for us, to save us. And we didn't have to do anything. We didn't have to come out of our sins to do anything. So just that alone should tell you that God loves you so much that he doesn't care what you're doing in your sin. He yet saved you. And
amen.
So
thank you, Lord.
You know, so that's the kind of love that God wants us to share with other people so that they can freely receive, you know, what he has to offer. And just in this season of thanks, and you know, it's a season of thanks, we should always be thankful, but an appointed holiday, I'll say it that way, that, you know, the world has set aside, this is especially time to show people, you know, the love of God, just showing people that you're just so grateful for God's love and what he has done, even if he didn't do anything, because he's already done enough anyway. So even if you don't feel that he's done anything for you right now, you know, or recently, he woke you up. But anyway,
amen.
Even if you feel that way, just it's still a season to be thankful and to show, you know, to show your thankfulness by expressing your love. That's the best way to do it. And you know, I just thought about another reason why people are uncomfortable receiving, you know, the love of God. And I think a lot of times it's because they have this insecurity. They have this self-doubt that nobody can love them, you know, but God loves us. If nobody can love you, God loves you. So that's what we need to let people know, that even if they feel like nobody can love them or nobody, you know, if they're unworthy of the love, God loves them.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter who they are, what they've done, what they're in. None of that stuff matters. God loves them, and we just need to continue
to express that to them so that they know that God loves it. And give to people, and if they think that they have to give something back, you know, just tell them, no, I'm just giving this to you because God loves you.
Amen.
Tell them nothing else. I'm giving because God loves you.
Amen.
You know, you don't want them to know anything. God loves you. And that, and I guess that's my reflection. I've just been thinking about love and gratitude and, you know, the love of God that's just rolling our hearts, as the scripture says.
Yeah.
And I just want people to know how much God loves them and how good it is to just to be able to receive the blessings of God. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to sort of receive, and you know, not give anything back. But like I said, if you truly receive the love of God, you'll be compelled to give it back.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
the Lord. God is good.
Yes, he is.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
And with that, I'm going to ask Sister Patricia to come. Amen.
Well, in the spirit of, I'm going to say a season. Because I feel like God has really been putting on my heart to increase my praise and thanksgiving. So before, it was more of like I mentioned prior that the scales of justice, that God showed me that my requests were weighing heavy and my praises were light. And now he led me, as Pastor Jeff was speaking last week about, you know, praising God and thanking him for the things that you don't see. And what I noticed that what God did for me, which I didn't realize that he had done, was that he changed my way of praying to him. I no longer like ask for things. I declare them and command them. And I do it in a way, and it's not like, oh, you know, God, you're going to do this for me. No, it's not, but it's his word. Like, this is God said he blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus.
Right.
Like, everything is already done. It's here. We just got to command it down.
Amen.
So I'm going to, as I was, you know, preparing for this, the Lord just even brought to my remembrance how Jesus lived. You know, when he was here, he didn't really ask God for things. He just said it.
That's
he did.
Right.
So, you know, out of all the miracles that Jesus did, the feeding of the 5,000 is my favorite. So I'm going to take you to John 6, chapter 6, verses 11 and 13. And just think about, like, all the miracles, if you can remember, how Jesus did. He didn't say, God, can you do this? He just said, he just did. Like, he spoke, like, you're healed. You know, Lazarus come forth. Like, it was no big to-do. It was just, you know, he just said it. It was just interesting because, you know, even in Matthew, when he said, you know, this is how you're supposed to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. He's not asking for anything. He's saying, speak it, call forth. So verses 11 and 13 in John 6, he says, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, and as many as they wanted. And so, when they were filled, he said to the disciples, gather up the fragments that will remain, so nothing is lost. Now there, he didn't say, God, can you multiply this? He just thanked God, and God multiplied it. And then in chapter 11, verse 41, this is Lazarus. He said, and they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me.
Yeah.
But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me.
Yeah.
And then in the feeding of the 4,000, Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 6 through 9. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And they set him then before the multitude. And they had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he said, set them also before them. So they ate and were filled. And they took up the 7 large baskets of the leftover fragments. Now those who had eaten were about 4,000. And then even in the scriptures above in chapter 7, where the man was blind and he spit in the clay and he just says, be opened. Jesus said, you know, he did these works, but greater works shall we do. So I just wanted to bring to some scriptures that I use. And this is interesting because in 2013, Pastor Jeff spoke, and his sermon was Speak Up. And God inspired me to write a whole bunch of scriptures to speak and declare these things. So I'm going to just give you the scripture, and I'm just going to demonstrate for you how I go before God and I pray. So when it comes to my children, I say, according to Psalm 1:3, I say, thank you, Lord, that Polarity and London are trees planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in their season. And whatever they put their hands to, they shall prosper. Now, that is scripture. You know, I'm not saying, God, can you bless my kids? I'm saying, you said that they are like trees planted by the rivers of water. So it's waking up every morning and not necessarily giving him a list of things to do. It's praising him and thanking him because he already did it. And then for salvation, Acts 16:31, you said that, Lord, I shall believe on Christ and my whole house. So my children are saved. I thank you for saving my kids. Yeah. Not saying that, can you save my kids? Thank you, Lord, that they already
Amen.
Saved.
Amen.
And then also for protection, Psalm 91:11. I thank you, Lord, that you give me your angels, children, or my children and myself, they bear us up in the hands, they keep us in all things, lest we dash our foot against the stone. I don't have to wake up in the morning and say, God, protect my children, protect our house. No, he already did. I thank you, Lord, that you have protected us. You have already covered us. You have already made the crooked places straight. You've already broken the iron fetters. That's Isaiah 45:2. Praise the Lord. And then also prosperity. Psalm 35:27. I thank you, Lord, that you delight in my prosperity. He takes pleasure in me prospering.
Right.
And Deuteronomy 8:18. He said, thank you, Lord, that you give me the power to make both this that was your covenant upon the earth. I don't have to say, Lord, give me a seed. Lord, open the door for me to get a job. You've already given me the power to make both. The gift and the talents is already in me. All you got to do is just praise him and thank him for it. And then also in healing, he said his words to heal us and to deliver us from our destructions. Psalm 107:20, praise the Lord. And then also in Isaiah 53:15, thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes we are healed.
Amen.
Amen. In favor, thank you, Lord, that you have crowned us with honor and glory. That's Psalm 8:5. Psalm 5:12, thank you, Lord, that your favor surrounds us with a shield.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And then right connections, Isaiah 43:4. He says, since we are precious in his sight, and we have honored him, he will give us men for us and people for our life. So it's not, Lord, send the right connections and send me to the right people. He's already done so. We just praise him in advance and thank him for it. And then fulfillment of promises. Isaiah 55:11. I thank you, Lord, that you put a watch over your word to see that it is performed and it will not return to me void. Amen. And in Jeremiah 1:12, he says that he will hasten his word to perform it. So instead of, you know, saying, God, can you do these things? He just said to praise him and thank him for it and thank him that it's already done, because it really... it is not. It's finished. You know, there's really nothing else for him to do, but it's our job just to praise him and to thank him for.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. That's my...
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Speaking that word. Amen. That's what we have to do, right? Speak the word. That's what the scripture says. Speak the word only, right? It's already done. So all we need to do is just to say what God says. Right? Well, but God said, because it's already done, it's a done deal. So you said, pray accordingly. God, you said, so it's already done. Amen. God is good. God is faithful. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Brother Lester to come up now.
Praise Amen. The Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
The pastor's been teaching us about patience and perseverance. And that's something that I've been taught since I was very small. I grew up on a farm, on several farms, actually, because we were sharecroppers. So you had to work the land in order to live in the house. And as I said before, my mom and dad were, there were eight of us, mm-hmm. eight kids. So patience was the number one thing in our household. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And but when I would wake up, usually around 4:30 or 5 in the morning, and by that time, my parents had already been out in the fields, and they were back and were downstairs making breakfast for us. And as I said, it's hard. It was always hard for me to understand, but because when I went to bed, they were up. And when I woke up, they were up. So it was a long time before I realized that as an adult, I thought as an adult you didn't have to sleep because they were always up.
Amen.
They would always teach us that God is love.
Yeah.
And that God has patience with us. Amen. And with God, God gives us strength to keep moving, to keep performing, keep marching on. And that stayed with me all my life. And it's amazing to me, you know, how important those things are. I was thinking about my personal life with my wife and mm-hmm. how it took us, you know, you don't just get married and come together and everything's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, it just doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. You have to really work at it. You have to keep at it all the time. And with children, and you know, I think every parent wants to give up on their child at some point in time, usually several times. You know, I was telling Pastor First Lady that my son is actually my godson, but he's 19, and he just got stopped by a cop for going 102 miles per hour.
Jesus.
And you know, in my mind, I hit him a thousand times, but that's not the way it works with him.
Right.
He's 19. You know, he thinks he's a man. He's not, but he's tried hard. And for the most part, he's been a very good young man, even though this car thing is really a problem. So, you know, I was sitting down with him, and I was talking to him about, you know, we've been here before with this car issue. You know, before him, I'd probably been in court once in my life.
Wow.
But since him, I've been in court half a dozen times.
Oh my.
All about the car. And a lot of times, you know, he's a young black man. The police have stopped him for some really dubious reasons, you know, failing to use a signal or going 35 in a 25 mile per hour zone. You usually don't get tickets for that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's gotten them. And so we've gone to court several times. But with him, actually with all the kids, patience and perseverance have been a thing. And you know, you have to do that with your almost all your family and your friends as well, because you know, true friends don't come easy.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of patience, a lot of perseverance. And in business, you know, do you stay with this job? Do you get another? Do you go looking for another job? Do you start your own business?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, as I've done and others have done, there are just so many times when you, I don't know if the word is right, that you feel like giving up, but I I think that's true. I think there are times when you just feel like giving up. It's just not going well. The phone's not ringing. You think, maybe I should just get a job. But you don't. God has a way of just stepping in, even uninvited sometimes. And he just comes in and he says, you know, this is where I want you to be. So you will stay. In Romans 12, verse 12, it says, rejoice and exalt in hope, be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation, be constant in prayer. You know, it's telling you just can't give up. Mm-hmm. And when you pray, you know, there's so many things that that I've prayed for that haven't come to pass yet. But, you know, the one thing the pastor's always said is, if it didn't come today, then you're one day closer for that coming.
Right.
And that really keeps me going sometimes.
Amen.
You know, with my wife and her health issues, you know, we just have to keep praying. And we keep, even sometimes when my wife says, you know, enough is enough. And I say that too. But we realize that we have to keep moving. That I'm thankful that God has her here.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that God has her to the point where she is now, because she's doing well.
Amen.
She's doing very well.
Praise
so
God.
I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
And, you know, I often read the verse Luke 21, verse 19. It says, by your steadfastness and patience, endurance, you shall win the true life of your souls.
Mm.
You just have to hang in there.
Amen.
You have to be steadfast.
Amen.
You can't be moved. You know,
yes.
You have to have faith. And even those days when you're feeling weak, you have to pray that God strengthens you.
Yeah.
And he will.
Amen.
And he has. You know, I say to my wife all the time, you know, people will say that she had the stroke in at the end of 2012. And people say that must have been an awful time. It was actually a great time because God saved my life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And
amen.
I am so thankful for that. So, you know, he did that. He did that for a reason.
Yes, he did.
And so there's no way that we can give up. We have to keep moving.
Amen.
And God gives us things that show us that all's going to be well. He said that, and I believe.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Man, I was back there taking notes. And, you know, first of all, the patience. You know, how we have to have patience. And he talked about growing up with his eight.
Mm-hmm.
It was eight of us too. I guess way back then God teaches you patience. You certainly learn how to wait for things, but love enables you to have patience, to endure, right? So that's a great thing. But anyway, and then you talked about, you know, your son with the speeding, and that's certainly an issue. And, you know, we said he went before the judge before, and at the time it seemed like it scared him enough to not do it again. But it's funny how we just revert.
Amen.
You know, our sinful nature, it just reverts right back. We just forget. And we just go back to doing this, and we do the same thing with God all the time. We promise, oh, I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to get into this fearful situation. And then we turn around and we just do it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but God is merciful, and he's loving, and he's
kind, he's gracious, and he's patient,
mm-hmm.
all those things, and he has a way of turning us, and he will,
Amen.
And I'm just believing that he will. He'll grab hold of him and say, okay, boy, that's enough. You heard your father? You know, so just believe in that, and you said it yourself, because you said faith. You know, it takes faith, and you're still believing about Gwen and all those things, and the faith works by love, so you're putting that into action. So I'm just believing, we're believing with you.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 All shall be well.
Amen.
Your son,
you know.
Amen. All
Amen. Shall be well.
Praise the Lord. And I had another scripture, but I can't remember it. Anyway, it'll come back to me hopefully the next time I'm up here. But I saw Sylvia with a notebook, so I think she might have a word to share with us. But God gave you something?
Yes.
Okay.
Bless
the Lord.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
God bless everybody.
God bless you.
God is so good, my
yes,
sister.
Yes,
bro.
Amen.
I'm very, very glad to have a beautiful God.
Amen.
God is only who give me breath. I have to give praise to him because he gave me first.
Amen.
He's so good to me. And I'll be happy. Because God is every day giving me something new to support.
Mm.
But all he gives to me as support because he is with me.
Amen. Amen.
He encouraged me every day. To continue.
Amen.
Because he doesn't want to give me nothing big that I can support.
Amen.
That's why I support in all he gives to me.
Amen.
Today, every day, we have to say thank you to the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes.
This is my only words.
Mm.
Thank you.
Mm.
Because I don't have nothing to say because he, like Sister Patricia said, he do everything. Everything is done.
That's right.
Amen.
My sister is in the hospital with a heart very, very, very delicate.
Mm.
But always I said to God, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for all you did, all what you want to do, because you have everything in control.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ask you to give me more, because you give already.
Yes.
So I'm very, very happy because all you did is good.
Yes.
And you give to me.
Amen.
Yes.
So my brother still is in the hospital. I'm very, very happy. Always I said, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
For all you did today is very good. I have my brother in the 15 years now, but I said, thank you, Lord. You know what you're going to do. You know. And I appreciate it. I said, thank you, Lord, because you did it. Yeah, everything is done.
Amen.
So we only have to claim.
Yeah.
Like he said, claim to it to me.
Amen.
And I'm going to respond to you. So I'm very, very happy. Not because I speak very good English, but from my heart, God know my heart.
Yes.
And everybody listen to my voice. Yes. Because God is on my side.
That's right. Amen.
I don't want to say a lot, but God give me some words to say.
Amen.
The principal word is say, be thankful to God.
Amen.
Everybody has something to say to God every day. Thank you. It's
Amen.
One word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Because you are so good to me.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, my sister.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise you. You said thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had a scripture and I felt it. Isaiah 41:10. It says, do not fear, for I am with you.
Amen.
Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you.
I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And Sylvia said it, and Patricia said it, and even Brother Les. But by faith, we have to just say what God said. God Amen. Said, we afraid, I'm with you. God, you Amen. Said, you said you yes. are with me. So I believe Amen. That you are with me.
Amen.
God, you said you will strengthen me. I believe that you have strengthened me. You have helped me. You already said it, so I'm saying it too. So that's what we have to do. And so we got to say, thank you, Lord, because it's already done. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. So, and she started off with, thank you. And God said, and she named all these dire situations. But God said, in everything, give thanks. Because you're not thankful for the situation, but you're thankful that God's going to bring you out of it. Amen. So you still continue to say thank you. Amen. God is awesome. And we are winding down. And I'm going to ask Sister Nyla to come and share.
Amen.
And then our pastor. Amen. The Lord.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I don't like being here, but we have to give thanks.
Amen.
And we have to be bold.
That's right.
So, God took me here to Psalms. Psalms 77 verses 19. I said, God, you want me to read all this with my English, but because we thanks to God, we have to be obedient and do what he says, right?
Amen.
And just like the pastor said before, you know, he could make everybody and anyone speak. So, my English is not going to be an obstacle.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Because God said so.
So, that just followed me with Psalm 77, verse 19. Amen. When you have it, you have to say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So, they spoke against God, saying, is God able to provide food in the wilderness? Look, he struck the rock and water gushed out, torrent overflowing. But can he also provide bread or furnish meat for his people? Therefore the Lord heard and became furious. Then fire broke out against Jacob, and anger flared up against Israel, because they did not believe God on really on his salvation. He gave a command to the cloud above and opened the door of heaven. He rained manna for them to eat. He gave them grain from heaven. People ate the bread of angels. He sent them an abundant supply of food. He made the east wind blow in the skies and drove the south wind by his might. He rained meat and on them like a dust, and winged bird like the sand of the sea. He made them fall in his camp, all around his tent. They ate and were completely satisfied, for he gave them what they craved before they had satisfied their desire, while the food was still in their mouth. God's anger flared upon against them, and he killed some of their best men. He struck down Israel's choice young men. Despite all this, they kept sinning. When I was sitting down, I'm like, God, we talking about love. I don't know how you're going to mash this up. But I'm just being obedient and doing what he says. When I read this scripture, it took me back to the testimony that I gave the last time that we was here. That God says that he's going to do something, and we see how he works in our life. We see how he takes us out of different situations, or how he's able to provide for us, and we still don't believe. And if we see here in Israel, he did so many miracles for them. He opened the sea. He did so many things. He provided them food, and they still didn't believe. And I guess since we're talking about love, we take that now a day that sometimes because we're in disobedience or because we don't love him enough, we're not able to see how he could get us out of situation, how he could do stuff for us. Sister Evelyn was saying that sometimes it's hard for us to receive because we're thinking that we have to give something back. Again, all this, I'm just doing what God says. And in some type of way, me talking right now, it seems that it all goes back together. That Sister Evelyn was saying that sometimes we feel like we have to give in order for us to receive. And I guess in our lives now, we see it the same way, you know, and in, also in Israel, like, you know, God was doing so many things for them, and they didn't have to do nothing for God. God was just doing it because he loved them, but because they were rebellious and they were in disobedience, you know, they kept doing, they were not able to see that. And the same thing also happened with us, you know. God take us out of so many different situations, or God put us in a better place, and we still doubt, we still rebel. We still go against what he says, you know. And we just have to praise him, and we just have to believe him. Believe that he's not asking for you to do anything. He's just there to tell you, I love you. You know, my daughter today was telling me something that happened in school. That that her teacher was saying that if your parents tells you that, if your parents tell you that, that they don't have a favor in their kids, that's not true, because they do. And I was telling my, and you know, and I was like, I automatically told my daughter that that's not true, you know. You know, you love your kids the same way. The only difference is that sometimes maybe one is going to need a little bit more than the other one, and you supply accordingly to that. And the same thing is God with us. God loves us unconditionally. We don't have to do nothing. You know, so much he loved us that he died for us in the cross. Yeah. What did we do? We didn't do nothing. He just did it because he loved us. Amen. So I guess that was my thing today. I'm a little nervous, and at the same time, I don't even think, I think that's not the word. I'm going to change that word for, like, sad. Because I received a news yesterday that my stepfather, you know, I consider him my stepfather, and I'm not gonna cry, you know, but all this year he's been dealing with cancer. And they have done surgeries and stuff like that. And he went Friday. And they told him that it's prayer. So, but it's so amazing how I want to bring that up, because this guy, he's Puerto Rican. He's not from my country. He's not from my culture. But when I needed him the most, he was there for me. One day, they just kicked me out of the house, and I didn't have a place to go. And I knew this girl in school, and one day she just called me out of nowhere. I just gave her my phone number. I said, if you get any questions, you know, here's my number, because she was new. I said, get my number. She just called me one day, and that day that she called me, they was kicking me out of the house. And I said to her, when she called me, I realized that was happening. I was just crying, and she said, what happened? I said, oh, I just don't have a place to go. They want me out of here today, and I don't know where to go. And she said, don't worry, God is going to provide. And we hanged up, and that was it. She's a teenager just like me. What can she do to help me? I was just there to just tell her that. And next thing I know, she calls me back, and she said, my father said you could come home. We're going to pick you up. Someone that I don't know. and they just did that for me. And it's so like crazy how I have moved from different states, and this is someone that I barely speak to him. Sometimes Christmas, I call him. Sometimes I go to the house, but I don't call that often. I'm not there that often. And me hearing that news, I didn't think it was gonna, hurt me this much, you know? And it's just telling me that, I was telling my mother-in-law that I'm gonna be there for him.
Amen.
I'm just gonna be there for him. And my sister was the one that called me and I said, I'm gonna go to church. I'm gonna ask church to help me pray for him. And God is gonna give me strength to be able to talk to him. So everything that happened today, I'm taking it to heart, and
Amen.
It's making me be a stronger person than I have to be for him.
Praise the Lord.
That's it. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise
Amen. The Lord.
So much crying. Oh,
my God is able. We talked about it. We know the word. The word does it us. God said, I am the Lord who healeth thee. You know what doctors say, but these reports, shall you believe? We still believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Because God is good and God is faithful and God loves us. He loves us so much. Like even in that instance, that He just provided for you. You know, somebody opened up their door, a stranger opened up their door for you. You know, and that's God, that we just need to learn how to receive the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because even if you would have said, no, I don't want to go there, I don't know you,
mm-hmm.
where would you be?
Yeah.
Amen. So you have just open up our hearts to God's love and help, you know, to just try to receive it, because God wants to do so much for us. He really does, and He's just looking to show Himself strong in our lives. And even the scripture you read about the disobedient children, that's what we are. The disobedient children. Even that, it's just they forgot what God had done for them, which is what we do. We're just talking about brother, that's not he forgot that this judge has gave you favor and you're just gonna turn around and act. But sometimes God, even in his love, he has to chastise us. Mm-hmm. But he still knows enough when to, you know, let go, put away. Hurt ourselves. So, anyway, God is just speaking as usual.
Yeah.
And He just loves us so much. And I'm just grateful to Him. And I'm grateful and I'm still thankful. Amen. Yeah. Despite everything ain't the way you want it, everything ain't the way I want it. But I'm still thankful. Amen. Still thankful for the people that we have in our lives. Even that, just thankful for the people we have. Amen. So, with that, I'm going to put me back up here. I'm turning over to our pastor. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. To the Lord. All the reflections. Amen. And a lot of things to meditate on there. Amen. All the things that you said. And in some ways, it seems as if with Nida, things came full circle, you know, because as we're talking about, Sister Nell talked about loving other people and receiving the love of God, which is so important. And then Patricia talked about how she prays and how we should pray. And, you know, to pray the word, you need faith. And faith works by the love that Sister Vanell was talking about, right? And so you can't pray that way and believe that way without a faith that works. And faith works by love.
Yeah.
And then Brother Les talked, the first thing he said is about patience. And the first thing I thought was that the scripture says by faith and patience that we inherit the promises. And then we come back to Sister Nida talking about love, and she received the love of someone else at a time of need, And now here they are in a time of need, and she just said, I got to be there.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because someone was there for me. And see, and that's what it is, right? That, you know, Jesus told his disciples, freely you have received, freely give. Mm-hmm. Right? And so if we freely receive the love of God, we have to freely give the love of God. Amen. Right? Because God didn't give us his love, as Sister Mel says, shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, in order for us to hold on to it. Mm-hmm. It's for us to dispense it and Amen. To distribute it and to share it with a lost and hurting world. Mm-hmm. And people going through things, you know, in this life. And so just praise God for everything that's been said today, because there are connections here, but also too, just to see the depth of the way God is speaking to each one of you is inspiring and encouraging. Amen?
Amen.
So we praise God for this Reflection Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
We heard every word, Sylvia. We heard every word. Praise God. We heard every word that came from everyone on today.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's pray today. Well, Sister Nye, what's the gentleman's name?
Israel.
Israel?
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. And let us just pray. And then we'll have our benediction. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you on this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for yet another demonstration of your love, a demonstration of your goodness, a demonstration, oh God, of just how awesome you are. I thank you, Lord, that you used every person who came up here today, God. Father, the word was fulfilled. You said, open your mouth and I will fill it. And Father, you filled their mouth with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that they shared with us all. And Father, we are the better for it. We give you the praise and the thanks in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we stand here, oh Lord, we come boldly before the throne of grace, oh God, because it is through the blood of Jesus that we have, oh God, a blood-bought right to be before you and to make our request known. And Father, we thank you, God, that you are a healing God. We thank you, oh Lord, that you said in your word that you are the Lord God who healeth us. And so, Father God, we're believing and trusting in you, oh Father God, to perform your word on behalf of Israel, oh God. Father, you know his situation and his circumstance, oh God. But Father, we're standing, oh God, not on the report of man, but on the report of the Lord.
Yes.
And Father God, your report says that by the stripes of Jesus,
he is healed.
And so Father God, we're standing on healing. We're standing on restoration. We're standing on full recovery, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we give you the praise and we give you the glory, oh God, for showing yourself strong in his life. Confound the doctors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort his heart even as he receives his healing. And bless those, oh God, his friends, his family, his loved ones. Give them comfort and strength. And Father God, even stir up their faith that they too may believe, oh God, and that we may see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Father, we are praying even for the comfort of Sister Nida, oh God, and comfort her heart, oh God, and give her strength and a peace that passes all understanding, that she may continue to walk with you in faith, believing in all of your precious promises. Father, I praise you right now, and I thank you for everyone who's come forward on today. Thank you, Lord, for growing them up the way you are growing them up in the things of God. Thank you, Lord, for just making them, oh God, strong vessels to be used by you in such a way. God, you are encouraging our hearts, oh God, by the work that you are doing in the lives of your people. Continue, oh God, that great work that you have started, oh Father. Because, Father, we know that it is you who are both working in us, oh God, and giving us the will and the ability, oh God, to bring forth your perfect cause in the earth. And Father, we just thank you and we give you the glory and the honor for the magnificent things that you are doing in the lives of your people. And so, Father God, we're praying now that every word that was spoken, God, that you will continue to just allow us to meditate on the word even more, God, Father God, help us, oh God, to get every grain of truth out of everything that was spoken today. Even after we leave this place, we're praying that the Holy Spirit will continue to minister the truth of the word unto us. As Father, you said, it is the truth of God that makes us free. And so, Father God, we're praying and believing that we shall continue to be edified and strengthened by the words that have been spoken here. We'll be edified even as we leave this place and the Holy Spirit continues to speak to our hearts. And for that, we give you the praise in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we just lift you up and we magnify you. Because, Father, there truly is none like you. We love you, Lord. We bless you, God. We glorify you. And we magnify you because, Lord, you are worthy. To you we give all the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Glory to God.